Very quickly before I get to the ministry of the word, we are honored to have in our midst His Excellency, the one-time former governor of Anambra State, Mr. Peter Obi. Hallelujah. Can we honor him? Please, can you rise, sir? Let's give him a big God bless you. We honor you. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time to worship with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're a house of honor. Thank you sincerely. Please, you may be gloriously seated, sir. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Psalms 107, and we'll read from verse 31 and 32. Psalms 107. I want us to start tonight by giving God quality thanks for all that He's done so far, particularly in the last 2 to 3 weeks. It's been a phenomenal time in Canada. It's been a phenomenal time in US, glorifying the name of the Lord and blessing the body of Christ. The Bible says, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works unto the children of men." Verse 32. It says, "Let them exalt Him in the congregation of the people and praise Him in the assembly of the elders." Can we lift our hands as grateful people, as a global family from Nigeria, UK, US, Canada, across the globe? Let's just lift our hands and say thank you to the doer of wonders, the one who brought great glory to His name across North America. It was a phenomenal display of the wisdom of God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Let's lift our voices and say thank you to the King immortal, the King invisible, the only wise God. It is of His fullness we have received grace upon grace, for everything good, for everything great, for everything that brought glory to the name of the Lord. We are grateful for the word coming in season, for the spirit of excellence, for leadership, for resources, for grace, for the empowerment of the spirit, for miracles and signs and wonders and deliverances, for inspiring the church across North America, for establishing the kingdom in a very fresh way, burning the fire of revival in the hearts of men. Can we tell Him thank you? We owe it and we lay it to heart to give Him thanks. To give Him thanks. Except the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord watches over a city, the watchman watcheth but in vain. The Bible says it is vain to wake up in the morning and to eat, to sleep late at night, only to eat the bread of sorrow. Lord, we give you thanks. Lord, we give you thanks. We honor you. To you be all the glory. Let praise rise from us. Let praise rise from the works of our hands and speak of your glory to the nations. Thank you for all that you have done in and through our lives. We declare you are the doer and we owe you thanks. As a global family, we return thanks. We return thanks. We return thanks. In Jesus' marvelous name we pray. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Let me remind you again, always be intentional and lay to heart to give God glory. When you make up your mind to give God glory for every and anything He does in your life, then you create room to see more of Him in your life. Hallelujah. So that your increase does not become a curse to your life. Every time you rise, every time He lifts you, every time He opens doors, don't wait until all doors are open. From the very first door, you begin to give Him thanks, as though all the doors were already open. The Bible says, "Let the people praise Him, and then the earth will yield her increase, and even God will bless us." He says, "Our God will bless us, and all the earth will fear Him." Our God will bless us, and all the earth will fear Him. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And so this is a good culture for you to learn. You don't have to wait until he does something phenomenal, miraculous, something global in perspective. You wake up in the morning, you say, thank you, Jesus. He gives you a job, you say, thank you, Jesus. You have access to resources, you say, thank you, Jesus. A healthy body, you say, thank you, Jesus. A functional mind, you say, thank you, Jesus. When he causes the works of your hands to produce and to abound in plenty, you say, thank you, Jesus. When you become a grateful Christian, you become a progressive Christian also. There is progress in gratitude. Learn to say thank you. Be very intentional about it. So when we take the time to thank God, let it not just be a ritual without understanding, without power. It's a principle that I live by. I am ever grateful and ever thoughtful for any and everything he does. My eyes are attentive to his hand and his finger upon every aspect of my life. And once I come into that consciousness, gratitude is what springs forth from my mouth. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. There are things that only God can do. I've reminded you once and again, and let me do it this night again. There are things only God can do. We must be careful, particularly in this celebrity world where people like to give credit, people like to be the faces behind so many things. And there's nothing wrong with influence, except that influence can become a curse when you want to substitute Jesus so that you are the one who is seen. He says, and if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men to myself. We live in a world where we are obsessed to be seen, to be known, and not for the right reasons. We just want to be the faces. We want to receive credit for everything. And the one who learns to submit, he says, that I may decrease. John was speaking so that he will increase, that I may decrease. Let him increase so that I will decrease. Hallelujah. Tonight is a night of solutions. Our miracle services are ordained by God to bring supernatural solutions. And let me remind you that tonight is a night of solutions. God has ordained tonight to be a time of encounters, a time of interventions, and a time of answers. I really believe that God is visiting his people tonight to bring solutions to their desires, their concerns, their fears, and their troubles. Zechariah chapter 3 and verse 17, a popular scripture in this house, 3:17 Zechariah. It says, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee. 3:17. Did I get that? Zephaniah, my apologies, Zephaniah. You got that right, media. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. It says he will save, he will rejoice over thee with joy, he will rest in his love, and he will joy over thee with singing. The Lord in the midst of thee is mighty. He will be mighty over your life in the name of Jesus Christ. God desires to reveal his power and his glory in the midst of his people. Let me pause for a moment and tell you this. I know that those of you who have followed through the sequence of teachings from week before last to last week, I made our family in North America to make certain proclamations, and I wanted to make these proclamations with understanding. Say, God can be trusted. Say that again. Shout it like you have faith. Say, God can be trusted. Yes. I'll tell you this. One of the ways to trust God is to study who he is. If you really do not know who God is, if you do not have a functional knowledge on who God is, it becomes very difficult to believe him. You see, trusting a man is based on a track record of credibility. If you don't have an opportunity to explore that person, his personality, his credentials, his credibility, it becomes difficult to trust such a one. So when we say, Lord, I believe in you for a miracle, I believe in you to open doors, I believe in you to do impossible things, that statement will remain a statement that is dead on arrival, except it latches on a functional revelation of who God is. The Bible says it is the people that do know their God, they are the ones who will be strong and will do exploits. I think in the last 2 months, God has, in a way that can only be termed supernatural, he's opened me up to another dimension of him. He's done something to my faith. So when I say God can be trusted, I really mean it. I speak from a standpoint of revelation. Can someone say God can be trusted? Take your eyes away from your limitations. Take your eyes away from prolonged pain, disappointment, shame, and all of that. One thing you need to realize is that God is not a man. He became a man, but he is not a man. Number two, God was not created. He created all things. He was not created. Then the Bible says, I have spoken once and twice have you heard that power absolutely and exclusively belongs to God. It would be a risk if God and someone were the real custodians or the owners of power. Power exclusively belongs to him. He's not threatened by any word. He's not threatened by the presence of any other entity. He is God all by himself. He sits in a class by himself. Can you imagine the level of restful confidence knowing that there is no one greater than you? The Bible says he searched to find if there was one greater than so that he would swear by. Not finding any, he swore by himself that by the oath and a promise, let it be a consolation to us that it is impossible for God to lie. Say, God can be trusted. The foundation for real miracles can be trusted over your health, can be trusted over your destiny, over your career. Imagine that you were Joseph and you got up in the morning having a dream that one day you'd be prime minister. You saw the sun, the moon, 11 stars bowing. And every other thing that followed was chaos, tragedy, decline. He went to the well, into the well. He went to Egypt, then to the prison. And you would think God were weak over his matter. Let me tell you this. When God decides that it is your time, when God decides that it is your season, I assure you there is no power in existence that sustains the ability to thwart the word of the Lord. Well, I have good news for you. I came to announce to you tonight is your time. Honestly, it is your season. I say to a receiver, it is your time. It is your season. Satan notwithstanding, it is your time. It is your season. Genesis 21 and verse 6, the Bible says, Sarah said, God has caused me to laugh, and that all they that hear will laugh with me. Welcome to your season of laughter. In the name of Jesus Christ. For everyone who has said, where is your God? May this be the season where your results will answer them. That your God is still alive and seated on a throne. In the name of Jesus. I sense in my spirit for someone, you are entering a season where God wants to comfort you. How many of you know that the Holy Spirit is called a comforter? He can do something spectacular in your life. I'm telling you. Listen. This is not a preacher's talk. I'm prophesying over you. That God himself decides that let me comfort this sister for trusting me in spite of results. Let me comfort this brother. Let me comfort this man. There are things that God does in the life of a man that becomes evident that God has decided to wipe your tears. I pray for you, for your season of tears. I pray for you, for the nights where you cried and still trusted God. In the name of Jesus, may my God comfort you. May my God comfort you. It says, remember ye not the former things, nor consider the things of old. For behold, I do a new thing. I'm praying for you. What God will do in your life will be a marvel to many. The workings of God in your life will make you a Bible study manual that people will read and they will learn God by studying your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, your life will be a personification of favor. It will be a personification of Ebenezer. Your life will be a clear, unmistakable description of what it means to be helped by God. If you are receiving that, shout amen. Again, say God can be trusted. Come on, trample upon unbelief. Say God can be trusted. Please be seated. It is all right to trust your doctor. It is all right to trust your lecturer. It is all right to trust the scientific principles around you. But let me tell you this. Even the doctors tell you sometimes when they treat you, with all due respect, they tell you these The research so far shows that this only has 30 to 50% chance of working on you, and yet you trust them enough. They have told you that it is a 50-50 chance, yet you trust them. How much more the one who created all things? God does not experiment, he does. To experiment means to try and see. God does not try and see. Whatever he says becomes. The Bible says he upholds all things by the word of his power. Do you believe that? Say amen.
Amen.
That is the difference between miracles and magic. Magic is a product of superstition, an alignment with demonic spirits to play with your intelligence. But a miracle is word derived. Word derived. It comes from the authority of the word of God. Indeed, tonight is your night. In the name of Jesus Christ. As always, a miracle service as this is a buffet of many spiritual things. God is always interested in reaching down to his people. He is creator, he is father, he loves you, and he's always, always with joy. He desires to reach down to bring supernatural solutions. And so let me run a quick list for us. What is available in tonight's miracle service? Number one, salvation. And don't take that lightly. Salvation. It is the official entrance into the kingdom. There is no other way to get into the life of the kingdom or to be a recipient of the life of God outside of salvation. The Bible says there is no other name under heaven given unto men by which we must or should be saved. Number two, healing. God is still in the business of healing. I assure you on that. He heals. He healed all through scripture, and he empowered men to be an extension of that ministry. In Matthew chapter 10 and verse 1, the Bible says he called the disciples to himself and he gave them power. 10 verse 1, media, Matthew 10 verse 1. He called them and he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. When we go to verse 7, he says, as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and validates that kingdom, verse 8, by healing the sick, cleansing the lepers, raising the dead, casting out devils. He's still in the business of healing. I believe that he's a healing God. And for those of you who came here trusting God for a miracle, let me tell you this. Pain can become a mountain. Sickness and disease and discomfort can be a mountain. So much so that it blinds you from seeing how almighty God is. You've heard the testimonies. It's important for you to release your faith. Don't come and waste your time for the hours that you are investing here. Believe that he heals. Don't doubt. Believe. Not everybody fakes miracles. Believe that he heals. Listen, if God can raise the dead, then he can correct what is wrong with the living. Which one is harder? To raise the dead or to correct the one who is alive? If God can raise the dead, how do you explain raising a dead man? There are at least three cases of dead people in the ministry of Jesus. One happened immediately. One happened maybe a few days. The other, the highest that we know, was Lazarus, that had spent 3 days. And in all of the cases, he brought them back to life. From a biological standpoint, did you know what happens to your body when you are unable to breathe 1, 2, 3 days? For the case of Lazarus, it was even a real miracle because they had embalmed him. You ask the medical people, they would tell you to embalm someone. In most cases, they would maybe wash or take out their, you know, organs and all of that so that the body will not swell. And then they just wrap what is left. So when he said, Lazarus, come forth, that was a creative miracle, not just resurrection. The Bible did not say Lazarus came forth and went straight to a hospital. No, he came forth healthy and sound. That means what killed him was removed from him. If God can raise the dead, he can quicken the living. Do not forget that. If God can raise the dead, he can bring a new organ to the one who is alive. If God can raise the dead, listen to me. Why are you not surprised that the sickness came? Question. If I get up in the morning or over a course of 1 month a portion of my body begins to swell unusually. Did you know you will not run around asking, that mass, where did it come from? What part of your body contributed to that mass? But when it disappears, we now doubt. The question is, how did it come? You see that now? We are not in doubt as to how it came, but we are always in doubt when it leaves. What is available for us tonight? Healing. Number three, liberty and deliverance. Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 1. Liberty and deliverance. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he hath anointed me. It's the messianic prophecy, but it applies to every believer in Christ. Anointed to preach good tidings to the meek. He had sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. That's it right there. Liberty to the captives. We are sent by God to proclaim liberty, not to discuss, not to negotiate, not to suggest liberty, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of prison to them that are bound. Deliverance and liberty. The Bible says, now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty from all kinds of assaulting spirits and liberty from all kinds of conditions. I told you deliverance and liberty is not just about separating a man from spirits. It is also separating men from negative conditions. Conditions that are inconsistent with the word of God and sustain the power to impede their advancement in life and destiny. Number three, what is available in this service tonight? Illumination, supernatural illumination. This is powerful. Where God brings his word, giving you illumination and understanding. Isaiah 60 and verse 1, you only arise when your light comes and when the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Arise, shine, give us amplified. It says, arise from the depression and the prostration which circumstances have kept you in. It says, rise to a new life. You don't rise because you have stayed there for a long time. Ask the man at Bethesda. 38 years he was there, John chapter 5. And Jesus saw him and said, would thou be made whole? How come you have been here for a long time? And the man said, listen, I've done my best. I know everything to do. No man is there to help me. And Jesus said, all right, get up, take up your bed and walk away. Light is what drives darkness, not time. Time does not drive darkness. Time reveals. Time is a soil. It reveals the investment that was put there. But what drives darkness? John 1, I believe verse 5, it says, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. It is when your light comes. Light can come as a prophetic explanation as to the situation and then the solution. That's light. The Bible defines light as anything which makes manifest. It says, whatsoever makes manifest is light. That's the Bible's definition of light. That which makes manifest. That which exposes darkness. Arise and shine, for your light is come. This issue of illumination is very powerful. You know, sometimes I get philosophical in my thinking. And I was just thinking to myself through, you know, the journey. And as I've traveled here and there, just thinking about what I would call, just to give flesh to this point, what I would call the destructive effect of faulty belief systems. I really just thought about this, you know, on my way back and thought about this, you know, as I just had my little time to myself. I thought about the destructive effect of faulty belief systems. I have seen very nice people in my life. I've seen very good people in my life. I've seen very sincere people in my life, but they are still dangerous. Dangerous not because they are intrinsically evil, but they contain a software. Imagine, for an example, when COVID, you know, did its thing and went global, and did you know that you could meet a sincere person who had that COVID and you were forced to isolate yourself and avoid such a one? Not because he wanted to infect you intentionally, but that the virus was already in that person. There are people like that. Their hearts are sincere, but they carry within their mental space a destructive virus. And in proximity with them, they will shred your life into pieces and hate the fact that they are doing it, but they will keep doing it because they have been programmed. There has been a terrible infection as far as their understanding is concerned. I have seen very good people who have destroyed many because of the construct of their understanding. Families have been destroyed because of wrong belief systems. Who is learning? Nations have been destroyed because of wrong belief systems. Businesses have been destroyed because of wrong belief systems. Bright destinies have been shredded and reduced to nothing because of wrong belief systems. Let me tell you, transformation is a real miracle. That is the price for dominion. Transformation. Transformation. Intentionally engaging yourself by the mercy of God so that you transit in understanding. I just think to myself sometimes and I say, my God, Lord, just have mercy on us. What is wrong with us, your creation? Why are we like this? Stubborn in our arrogance. Stubborn in our ignorance. There is a way that leads to life. There is a way that leads to victory. There is a way that leads to dignity. There is a way that leads to excellence. There is a way that leads to sustainability. There is a way that leads to honor. There is a way that leads to restoration. That way is not just a natural path. That way is a belief system. It's a pathway. And yet there are many people who fight it. They reject it, clueless about how to be victorious. And yet when God gives them his way, they will still fight it. Let me tell you something. It is very easy to change a people, to change a business, to change a territory. Once you can have access to the minds of people and you have the opportunity, they submit to that superior understanding, they will change. There is almost nothing you can do to a man and about a man, perhaps except intercession, who has decided to hold on to a wrong ideology. I think this is a plague that has trapped Africa for a long time. Our rate of change in terms of transition is very slow. Very slow. We are so loyal to error, married to it. We will not let it go, even when it is destroying us. Hallelujah. Bright minds, beautiful people, sincere hearts, but poisonous belief systems. And we think that sincerity of heart will suddenly make the belief systems to go away. No, it will not go. There is a re-engineering. The Bible says, be ye transformed. Is that in your Bible? Be transformed. Listen, I told you, it is the union of the life of Christ and the mind of Christ that produces victory. If you have the life of Christ without the mind of Christ, you will still live a defeated life. It is the union of the mind of Christ. Now listen, unbelievers, like you heard me say in Toronto, unbelievers, they have gotten principles that are expressions of the mind of Christ. They do not have the life of Christ, but with the mind of Christ, they have built economies, they have built systems, they have built destinies. But believers have the life of Christ, but we have rejected the mind of Christ. The life of Christ is like a brand new television or a brand new clock, a timepiece. The mind of Christ is like the battery that powers it so that it begins to function. You can buy a brand new television and keep it, or a brand new watch and keep it. It becomes a monument because what activates it is not there. The life of Christ plus the mind of Christ is what births victory and dominion in experience. So sometimes, when we talk about the miracle service, I don't want you to limit it to just healings and miracles. That's a major part. But that mental, that spiritual and mental re-engineering is a real miracle. It's a real miracle. Ephesians 4 and verse 18. It says, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them. When a man is knowledgeable and arrogant, It's not a good sight to behold, but at least you will respect the knowledge, and then you become displeased with the arrogance. But when a man is ignorant and arrogant, it's like an empty container that is locked. Ignorance and arrogance is like an empty container that you hit the cork so that there's no possibility for filling it with anything. I don't know about you, but I'm not embarrassed when I find there is a need for transition, for upgrading knowledge. It's like saying you are better today than you were yesterday. Believers, please hear me. You must fight that warfare of mental transformation. If not, you see, the level of your transformation gives value to your prayer. I have taught you the greatest way God answers prayer is by causing the person praying to grow. There are certain dimensions you do not need to ask for in prayer if you grow. Are we together? The reason why many of us keep repeating certain prayer requests, certain desires, certain fears and concerns, and it looks as though God is not responding to us. I am telling you, it's not that God does not answer prayer. It's that your stuntedness in understanding will make that blessing become a curse to you. An heir, for as long as that heir is a child, he differeth nothing from a slave, Galatians 4:1, even though he be Lord of all. Press for knowledge. Find out the areas of ignorance. And don't say, I've held this all my life. If it's not producing victory, if it's not advancing your destiny, if it's not glorifying God, then it's important to open it up, put it on the table, and begin to do a work of editing. There is a mindset that will never allow you to be wealthy. Even if you are given money, that mindset will leak out your opportunities. There is a mindset that cannot allow you to be a leader. No. No matter how many people come, you will only destroy them. There is a mindset that cannot allow you to be a good man of God. You don't have to be wicked. You can't raise people. You see, in ministry, you can only raise people to match your level of transformation. You cannot raise people beyond your level of transformation. So it's dangerous as a man of God, for an example, if you don't grow. You will peg great destinies at the level of your limitation. Who is learning? Transformation. Transformation comes by light, illumination. When a way does not work, I am not so loyal to that way that I destroy my destiny and destroy the program of God. The Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. God is talking to someone to reconsider your approach to life. Your approach to life. And begin to embrace the mindset, the thinking. The word repent is not a word for sinners. Repent means allow the Holy Spirit. Allow your mind to be fluid and malleable enough. That fluidity of mind. So that the Holy Spirit can do a work of editing. Renewal, transformation. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you. Where your mindset has been in partnership with Satan to recycle pain, to recycle losses, to make you a victim, regardless the advantage you have in Christ, I pray for you. May tonight initiate a project of radical transformation. In the name of Jesus Christ. You can claim finances all you want. But there is a certain understanding if you do not have, you will be poor. It doesn't matter who prays for you. The prophetic decree will bring money, but it will be like rain falling in a basket. There is a certain mentality if you do not have, you can never rise to a managerial level in your place of work. Even if all the people retire and you are next in line, the depravity of understanding will stop you from being lifted. So tonight, don't just look at miracles in terms of healings. That's wonderful. We're going to pray for the sick. But it's important for you to know that God brought you here to do a work. You know, like you take your clock or you take your car to a mechanic. And sometimes they need to remove some parts. They would elevate or suspend the vehicle and begin to do some work. Pieces the car and check what is wrong. Oil leaking, they check it. Tires faulty, they check it. And sometimes it will require a replacement of some parts. That's what God is doing to someone. In the name of Jesus. For some of us, the car has even refused to start. It's not that it's not even moving. The car is not even coming on. That car called your destiny. A wrong mindset has so broken it down. What else do we expect in this place tonight? By the Spirit of God. Restoration. I like that. I like that. I like that word. Restoration. What does it mean to restore? To bring back. And I told you there are four things at least, or five, that God restores. He restores time. He restores things. He restores relationships. He restores opportunities. He restores spiritual fire. Let me repeat that again. When God restores, He does not just restore time. He restores time. He restores things lost. He restores opportunities. He restores relationships. And he restores fire. Tonight, God is set to bring us guidance and direction, even through His word. The Bible says, thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I've taught you the difference between guidance and direction. Direction is concerned with the final destination. Guidance talks about the steps that helps you arrive the destination. So if I'm to direct you, the steps are not necessary. I'll just tell you, go there, there's a door, and then you go out. That's direction. But if I'm to guide you, I would now tell you, there's a staircase here to come down so you don't fall. And then when you go this, you turn left, you turn right. The word of God provides both guidance and direction. Many of us are not confused as to the destination. You already know where God wants to take you to. But what you need is guidance. The steps. You can know where you want to go and follow a wrong road. And then you don't arrive there. The Bible says, the labor of the fool wearieth every one of them because he knoweth not how to get to the city. If you're learning, say amen. Amen. What do we expect tonight? Impartation, a transference of graces. Please covet this earnestly. Don't stay at the same spiritual level. Impartation is real. Graces are transferable. Possibilities are transferable. You should carry upon your head and upon your life a dimension of grace you did not come to church with. This becomes a justification to the time that you've spent and invested in God's presence. You cannot live the way you came. Then it means you did not encounter the God of the Bible. Wisdom has dimensions as a grace. You can operate at a certain level of wisdom and God may want to increase you to a higher level. You must contend for more. Hallelujah. What do we expect tonight? Encounters. Encounters, divine visitations, where God quickens the reality of Himself or the reality of a certain spiritual dimension to your spirit man. Perhaps there are those of you in ministry or those of you who just want to press into the things of God. You have known God theoretically, but God wants to make Himself a functional person in your life. He says, I have heard of thee with the hearing of the ear, but now my eye seeth thee. You can doubt what you hear, but you cannot doubt what you see. There are times where someone calls you, and because of network problems, or maybe you are in a busy space, you say, who is this, please? And the person can even get offended. In other words, you are not able to pick my voice, but when you see the person, it becomes very plain. You don't doubt. I have heard of thee with the hearing of the ear, but now my eye seeth thee. May all this and more be your experience tonight in Jesus' name. Now, when God visits His people, please listen. When God visits His people, He uses three primary channels to bring His visitation to them. Number one, His manifest presence. Zephaniah 3:17. God visits His people primarily by granting them access, I wrote here, to, number one, His manifest presence. The Lord in the midst of thee is mighty. He comes to save, He comes to rejoice over you. Isaiah 41 and verse 10, His manifested presence. Don't forget this. When God wants to reach down to people, He comes by revealing His presence. He grants you access to His presence. Isaiah 41 and verse 10. It says, fear thou not, for I am with thee, my presence. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. Yea, I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. Who is receiving that? Say, I rebuke fear. No, you are not saying it like you believe. Say, I rebuke fear. Say, I reject fear. One more time, say, I rebuke fear and I reject fear. Yeah. You must rebuke and you must reject fear. For God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. It says to deliver them who through the fear of death have all their lives been subject to bondage. Psalm 114. I'll show you something about the presence of God. 114. Let's start from verse 1. Psalm 114, verse 1. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language. Verse 2. Judah was his sanctuary and Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains kept like rams and the little hills like lambs. It says, what aileth thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest, thou Jordan, that thou was driven back. Verse 6, ye mountains that ye skip like rams, and ye little hills like lambs. Next verse. It says, tremble thou earth at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob. Verse 8, it says, which turned the rock into a standing water, and the flint into a fountain of waters. In fact, you can stop there. Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord. When his presence becomes manifested in the midst of his people, there are all kinds of things that leave because he came. God does not need to drive them. He just needs to come. There are things that necessarily will leave when he comes. Is someone learning? One of the ways that God brings ease to the life of a man is to give you the gift of his presence. Moses knew the value of his manifested presence. And he said, do not send us from here if your presence will not go with us. For how shall it be known that we are a people, you know, a people consecrated, a people separated unto you, except that your presence will go with us? And the Lord replies him and says, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. My presence will go with you. Keep that scripture there, please. My presence will go with you. Exodus chapter 33 and verse 14. Someone receive it as a prophetic word. God's presence will go with you. And there are battles you will not need to fight. Say amen. God's presence will go with you to your place of work, to your place of endeavor. And in the name of Jesus, on account of his presence, there are doors that will open of their own accord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Because he is the King of glory, there are gates that will be lifted in the name of Jesus. Number two, God visits his people by granting them access to his wisdom. Write that down. His wisdom. And the wisdom of God operates in twofold. Number one, the teaching of the word. And number two, the prophetic. They are all expressions of his wisdom. God visits his people by bringing them light, like you are receiving right now. And then, through the operation of the prophetic, he brings them supernatural solutions to strategic issues of concern. Number three, God visits his people by granting them access to his power. So his presence, his manifested presence, his wisdom, and his power. His power bringing supernatural solutions. It says, according as his divine power hath given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. His divine power giving us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Our Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power. It says, and there is nothing that is too difficult for thee. The power of God, when it is put on display. I was preaching at a church in Lagos this morning, yesterday and this morning. And one of the things that I told them, we're discussing the subject of power. And I gave at least three definitions of power. Let me see if I can recall. Number one, I define power as the force that compels compliance. In fact, let me rearrange it so that I define it the way that I put it in my notes. Number one, the capacity to influence outcomes. That's the first definition of power. The capacity to influence outcomes. Number two, power is defined as the force that compels compliance. These are my definitions. The force that compels compliance. And then number three, the agency or the capacity to correct anomalies. Power, the capacity to correct anomalies. That means anything that is at a default, anything that is outside of its normal course of being or operation. Power is corrective. It restores it back to normalcy. So for an example, the doctors may tell you that a part of your body is not functioning properly. Say your heart, say your head, say your brain, say your blood. You see, that is an anomaly because God did not create you that way. The assignment of power, like a drug being introduced to your body, begins to correct and bring everything back to its state as defined by God. You believe that? Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Expect his presence, his wisdom, and his power. Say his presence. Shout it. Say his presence. Say his wisdom. Say his power. Say that like you're understanding. Say his presence. Say his wisdom. Say his power. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, when the wisdom of God is at work in your life, Luke 1:17 is called the wisdom of the just. When the wisdom of God is at work in your life, I am telling you, you will be a sign and a wonder, a shock first to yourself and then to the world around you. Doth not wisdom cry? It says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. It says, in all your getting, get understanding. Exalt her and she shall promote you. You see that now? She shall bring you honor, a crown of glory shall she place upon your head when thou dost embrace her. It says, by me kings reign and princes decree justice. With me are riches, wealth and honor. Yea, durable riches and righteousness. The way of wisdom is the way of kings. The way of wisdom is the way of excellence. The way of wisdom is the way of sustainability. Anything built by wisdom will last. Who is learning? In fact, the Bible tells us that one of the ways we will tame principalities and powers and bring them to the realization of the glory of God is by the display of wisdom. Ephesians 3 and verse 10, it says to the intents that now unto principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church, the ecclesia, the manifold, multi-layered wisdom of God. Say, I receive wisdom. Wisdom is a builder. Wisdom is a builder. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it is wisdom that sets the space for power. You want to see the real value of power? Let wisdom precede power. Then you will see the value of power. Jesus taught us that order, to pursue wisdom first before you pursue power. Luke 2:52, and Jesus increased as a little baby in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God and with men. Then at a latter part of his life, he now was filled with power and he went about doing good. There are many people desiring power, but they hate wisdom. You don't see the value of power until wisdom has prepared ground. Hallelujah. Wisdom is like an usher. When wisdom ushers power, it ushers it well. Wisdom and power. To receive tonight, let me give you a few keys. Number one, I'm concerned about your receiving tonight because we're going to be praying shortly. And I don't want this miracle service. It was a burden in my heart. And in the place of prayer, I cried unto God. I said, Lord, this is the 8th miracle service for this year. And I don't want your people to get used to the ritual. Oh, we're praying now. People will shout under the anointing now. Deliverances will happen now. Healings will happen now. Okay, he's about to pray. Then prayer requests will be collated and prayed upon. Then an altar call. Then we share the grace. If your mind puts you in a place like a place of mechanics, you will not receive from God. There is no miracle service that is the same. Even though it looks like the progression is just for the purpose of organization and excellence. But what God is doing in the spirit, you have to be discerning, you have to be yielded, and you have to be hungry to know that every miracle service is designed to meet you at the point of your need. Are we learning? Praise the name of the Lord. To receive tonight, God is not a magician. I told you. The reason why we cannot call God a magician is because as a miracle worker that he is, he works based on his word, and there are supporting principles. God works miracles. He's not a magician. Miracles are word-based. They are word-derived. There is an intelligence. That's why it's called the working of miracles. There is an intelligence that supports the manifestation of miracles. As supernatural, as sometimes mind-stretching as they can be, there is an intelligence that supports the birthing of miracles. There are aspects of the miraculous that can be explained. There are aspects that cannot be explained. You can know tonight that you will receive. You can know tonight that you will walk away with solutions and testimonies. You're not just going to say, well, let's see what God will do. No, no. He's defined already how to receive from him. And let me run the list very quickly. Please be attentive. Pray in the spirit for 1 minute and let's receive from God. To the all-wise God, the one who makes signs and wonders out of men, the one who reaches down to his people bringing solutions. All the overflows, are you praying outside? All the overflows, make sure you are praying to our family connected across the globe. Lift your voice and pray. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Hallelujah. Number one, listen to the following keys. Bind them in your heart as we prepare to receive. To receive from God tonight, pay attention to the following keys. Number one, you must be conscious of the extent of God's love towards you. You must be conscious of the extent of God's love towards you. Psalms 36 from verse 5. You must be conscious of the extent of God's love towards you. We're reading 5 to 10 very quickly. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reaches unto the clouds. Next verse. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. Verse 7. It says, how excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. 8. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them to drink of the river of your pleasures. Verse 9. It says, for with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light we see light. Final read. It says, oh, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. You must know the extent of God's love for you to have the confidence to receive from him. Say, I'm loved by God. The devil did not hear you. Jeremiah 31 and verse 3. Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 3. You must be conscious of the extent of God's love towards you. Yea, I have loved thee, Joshua Selman. I have loved thee, Koinonia Global, with an everlasting love. Let me tell you, it takes grace to be loved with an everlasting love. Many of us are loved with a conditional, circumstantial, symbiotic, not symbiotic, what's the word? Parasitic, that's right. Parasitic love. We used to call certain people friends for food. Have you heard that statement before? Once food arrives, they are your friends. Once the food is done, they look for the next person. Not God. He's the friend that sticketh closer than even a brother. Is someone learning? Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 17. Paul prayed a prayer to the church in Ephesus. Give it to us, 3:17. Ephesians 3 and verse 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Then it says that ye being rooted and grounded in love. Verse 18. That you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height. 19. And to know the love of Christ towards you, which surpasseth knowledge, that ye might be filled with the fullness of God. You believe that? Say amen. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1, I believe, it says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Behold, what manner of love. Behold, what manner of love. When you know God loves you, you will believe He can heal you. Because healing is an expression of mercy, but it's also an expression of love. More than an expression of power, healing, miracles are a demonstration of God's love. Way beyond a demonstration of His power. Hallelujah. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. It's true. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. Listen, there is what we call social stratification. So, and nothing is wrong with it. We group people either based on their pedigree or their achievements or their status or finances or, you know, intellectual power. And sometimes we can group people in a way that is so painful. So they can tell you, you stay there because your status does not match an invitation into certain quarters. But when the Bible says you are loved by God, it means everywhere he can drag you there. Even if you feel you do not qualify, He says, come, you are my guest, you are my son. Hallelujah. You must rest in the love of Jesus. You must know that He loves you. I know you love Him, but are you aware He loves you back? If you're not aware He loves you back, you see, that level of relationship will look like He's a selfish God. We are used to a self-centered relationship, one-sided relationship, where one party is doing all the investment and the other party is just receiving. Don't have that mentality about God. He does not just command you to love Him as though trying to threaten and bully you. He loves you more than you will ever love Him. I wish I could sing that song from the start. Whom am I that you were mindful of me, that you hear me when I call? Is it true that you are thinking of me, how you love me? It's amazing. God, I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. Don't mind the devil. Sing it one more time. I am a friend of God. Listen, sorry for who doesn't like you. He should carry his load there. Hallelujah. When the owner of a company loves you, and then someone who is still trying to get a job, saying, I don't like you. That's your business. The owner does not just love me, he's my father. So be careful as you speak, because he's my father, he's the judge. My interest is his obsession. It's true. That means if you don't yet see victory in my life, no, he's still working. No, he doesn't stop till I win. This is a word for someone that you have not seen victory manifest. Oh no, listen, let me tell you. You may not see God working, but He's working. He will only stop when your life speaks of victory. In the name of Jesus Christ. You must be conscious of God's love. What I'm saying is very simple, but you'll be surprised how many miracles will come from this orientation. Loved by God. Jealously loved by God. Defended by God. Don't mind the devil. Don't mind who hates you. That's their business. Loved by God. Too late. Too late. He's not changing His mind about you. Are we together? Let me tell you one way God punishes your enemies. He makes the person they respect to honor you in their presence. Just listen to what I said now. Think very carefully. Let me put it this way. When God wants to bless you, He makes the king to call Haman, and that Haman would honor Mordecai. You see that now? He makes the person they honor to honor you that they hate in their presence. Did you ever read that He prepares a table before me? Not in the absence. So before you hate a man, verify who loves him. Verify who loves him. So that the person you need will not be the person who loves him. You'll be in trouble. Because if the person to give you a job likes the person you don't like, you are in trouble. Esther knew this. That was why she was careful with handling her man. Because the king loved her man. And her man was there before she came. And so she handled carefully. And foolish Haman, he did not know that things had changed. Hallelujah. One of these days, you will hear plenty, I'm sorry. I'm telling you. There are people who will come to you, they will swallow their pride and say, I can't hide it again. I'm sorry for doubting God over your life. I'm sorry for doubting your rising. I was part of those who spoke against you, that you will never be anointed, that you will never go forward. But look what God is doing in your life. I speak that over you in the name of Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Number two. To receive tonight very quickly, you must be conscious of the extent of God's power and ability. So number one, you must be conscious of the extent of God's love towards you. Two, you must be conscious of the extent of God's power and ability. Psalm 62 and verse 11, popular scripture. God has spoken once and twice have we heard that power belongs to God. Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 28 and 29. Isaiah 40, 28 and 29. The Bible says, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth? He fainted not, neither is he weary. There is no searching of his understanding." 29. "He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength." Be conscious. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. "Now unto him who is able to do exceeding," I like that, "abundantly, far above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." Can I give you one more scripture? Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 25. You must be conscious of the extent of God's power and ability. He said, "Wherefore, he is able also by his power," he has that ability "to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing that he ever liveth to make intercession for us." God is an all-powerful God. I wish I had the time to read for you Exodus chapter 15, right for reference, from verse 11 to 21, the songs of Miriam. They sang as to how Pharaoh, trying to chase and pursue the nation of Israel, they fell and they were covered by the sea. It says, "Who is like unto thee, O God, among other gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness. You are fearful in praises, doing wonders. Say, God is all powerful. Shout that to cancer. Shout that to failure. Shout that to delay. God is all powerful. Shout that to your prayer requests. Say, God is all powerful. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes, as I hear the testimonies around the world, you would think that because God used me to minister to people to birth those testimonies, that I would not be surprised myself. You know, I just sit down like a spectator, and while they are reading or listening to the people, I just listen with shock and wonder. I mean, I've seen this for almost every day of my life for decades, and it never ceases to put me in a place of wonder how mighty God is. Hallelujah. The weight of who you are, no words can carry. Who is like you, O Lord? Who is? Sing it one time. Let faith rise. Who is? No words. No words can carry. Who is like you? Like you, oh God, there's no one like you. Who is like you, oh God, among the gods, the healer of cancer, the restorer of destinies, the weight of who you are, no words can believe me when I tell you God can be trusted. Dependable, dependable God. It doesn't matter what comes my way, you are still God. Intentional, intentional God. Everything is working out for my good. You are good. You are good, Jesus. You are good. You are good. You are good, Jesus. Jesus, you are so good to me. Circumstances, whoa, you are so good to me. In all circumstances, he's intentional, he's dependable, he's reliable. Say, I believe in Jesus. Please be seated. Let me give you the third key. One, you must be conscious of the extent of God's love towards you. Number two, you must be conscious of the extent of his power and his ability, that he can do all things, including that situation. He can bring supernatural solutions. Hallelujah. Number three, you must release your faith to receive all that God has in store for you. Now listen to this. You must release your faith. It's wonderful to be conscious of his love towards you. It's profitable to be conscious of his power and might, the extent of it. But you must release your faith to receive all that God has in store for you. Mark chapter 10. Please give us from verse 46. Let's hurry up so we begin to pray. Mark 10, 46. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat at the highway side begging. 47. When he heard, I like that, when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, the Bible says he began to cry out. Watch how he released his faith. He began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. 48. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried out with a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Next verse. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calls you. Next verse. And he, look at an act of faith. He knew he would never return to that condition again. So he casted away his garment and he rose to meet Jesus. What if he returned not healed? He casted away the garment of heaviness, the spirit of despair, and ran to Jesus. Next verse. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do for you? And the blind man said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. I'm sure he had rehearsed it again and again. Next verse. And Jesus said unto him, I like this. Watch this. My goodness. I can preach a whole sermon on this. Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith has made you whole. Only a foolish man will go his way after being healed by Jesus. Go your way. Go and live your life. You have received your healing. The Bible says immediately he received his sight and he was wise enough to follow Jesus in the way. There are many who receive from Jesus, then they go their way. And they go their way into perdition again. Learn from blind Bartimaeus. The Bible says after he received, he said, will I be so stupid? I suffered here. Only God knows how long. Perhaps he was born blind. And Jesus said, you can go your way. He said, no. I remember when he told the disciples, will you also go? He said, to whom shall we go? You see, go your way. Your faith has made you whole. But the Bible says he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Followed Jesus in the way. I like that part. Make sure when you receive tonight, Jesus does not become for you like a courier service. Jesus does not become for you like DHL, bringing miracles from heaven. And you just grab it. Thank you for my promotion. Thank you for my prophecy. Thank you for my word. See you next time I'm in need. And you go your way. There are many people in the Bible who went their way. An example was Lot. He went his way and settled near Sodom. Even though Abraham advocated for his release, his help and all of that, he still lost his wife. It's dangerous to go your way. Let me show you the danger of going your way. The Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. Are we Bible students? It says, but the end thereof are the ways of death. It's dangerous to go your way. Proverbs 3:5-7. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. It says, be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. We go his way. His way is the way of victory. Praise the name of the Lord. There are two main channels for releasing your faith. Let me say this quickly. There are two main channels. Most believers know that they should release their faith, but they do not know how to. So let me just teach you very quickly. There are two ways, according to this scripture, that we release our faith. Number one, your words. Your speaking and your declarations are a release of your faith. Number two, your actions of obedience. These are the two ways we release our faith in the kingdom. One, your words. Walking in alignment, releasing your will, verbalizing that which is consistent with God's will for you. Your words. And number two, your actions of obedience. You can release your words and not act in keeping with the demands. You will still not get a miracle. Your words. That means when we arise to pray, and for every remaining part of the service where you are called to participate, whether in prayer, whether in shouting amen, it's important for you to know that your words, not another one's words for you, your words, it said, declare ye that thou mightest be justified. Where the word of a king is, there is power. For by your words you are justified, and by your words you are condemned. Your words. And then number two, actions of obedience. We're going to be praying for the sick. We're going to be ministering to the needs of people. And as always, there will be instructions that will come from here. For an example, lay your hands where you are hurting. For an example, check if you have been healed and run, come to testify. For an example, lift your hands and receive. For an example, shout the name Jesus perhaps. Regardless, for an example, submit your prayer request. All of these are instructions that come as inspired by the Holy Ghost. It's important that you are attentive and childlike enough. Childlike enough. You can only judge disobedience when your obedience is complete. Hallelujah. Tonight is another adventure in the spirit, and we trust the God of heaven, the worker of wonders, to do wonders in our midst. In the name of Jesus, let me say this. The purpose of testimonies and interventions is to give you the freedom, listen, and the liberty to follow Jesus without distractions and interruptions. I'll say that again. The purpose of testimonies, the purpose of solutions, any and all solutions that you'll be receiving in this service, and any intervention at all that you will experience, the purpose of it is to give you the freedom and the liberty to follow Jesus without distractions and without interruption. So when you are healed, it is so that you can have the liberty and the ease to love Him, to live for Him, to serve Him. If God quickens wisdom within your spirit and an idea comes that empowers you financially or favor rests upon you, opening strange doors, whether breakthrough, deliverances, have this at the back of your mind that beyond receiving from Jesus, He desires that you know Him and you follow Him. Is someone ready to pray? Praise the name of the Lord. I trust God for you. I believe God for you that this will be your miracle service. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Let me give you 5 minutes. Not 5 minutes is too long. Let me give you 2 minutes. For those of you who are yet to write your prayer request, let's do that very quickly. For those of you who are coming for the first time, particularly those around the overflows or outside, writing your prayer request is an act of faith. We will be collating them and receiving them at the altar here in the course of the service. So I'd like you to do that very quickly. Perhaps you wrote some things and through unbelief and fear, you could not add some things. Go ahead and write. The Bible says, and this is the confidence that we have, that when we ask anything according to His will. You know, when I see the overflows outside like this, my heart soon will go to our side. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. By the grace of God, soon we'll start our building, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, we'll finish in record time. It is so painful to know that it's just a minute portion of the believers that are here to fellowship that are in here, and all the overflows down to the basement, outside, viewing centers, expressions. It's so, you can imagine how it bleeds my heart as a man of God. Those of you outside and those of you across all the overflows, I want to assure you in Jesus' name, sooner or later, your sitting outside will be a thing of the past. Can you celebrate outside? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. But it's a good face, isn't it? One day you will see these photos and see yourself outside and smile and say, that was me. That was me evolving. That was me rising. That was me under the influence of the Maker. By the time you'll be watching those photos, you'll be smiling. Hallelujah. And any devil that says you will not be alive to see it, we curse that devil in advance. In the name of Jesus Christ. You will not only see it, you will show it to your children. They will say, Daddy, how come we are this rich, this blessed, this anointed and loving Jesus? You say, follow me. I need you to see a photo. You see that person right there? That's me. That's your mother. That's your uncle. We were all loving Jesus. Come on now, Koinonia. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. We'll go through our seasons with honor. We'll go through our seasons with grace. Hallelujah. Perhaps this is a word for someone. Don't rush seasons. You will miss the season you are hurrying to get out of. I'm telling you. God gives speed, but He does not rush people. Process is very important. You become formidable through process. You are built, and then when God brings the next level, you would have been equipped in character, in grace, in leadership, in wisdom, to be able to handle and manage the bigger. You believe that? Say amen. Amen. And as God is lifting us, He's also lifting you. Amen. Say amen. Amen. God is bringing someone here to a realm of structural establishment. Amen. And it will be so fast, it will do you like a dream. Amen. In Jesus' marvelous name we pray. Amen and amen. Are you done writing? Please rise up on your feet. I'd like to start tonight. I just sense very strongly in my heart to start tonight by ministering to the sick. There are people who are really sick, you know. I receive text messages all the time from people asking for prayer. And sometimes it can be so overwhelming as a man of God. You have literally, without exaggeration, thousands of text messages from people all around the world, emails, crying and asking for, you know, some kind of intervention. There are people right now here battling cancer. There are people battling all kinds of demonic things. I can tell you for a fact that everything that is inconsistent with the word of God concerning your body is of the devil. Settle that for sure. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and thanks be to God, which causes us always to triumph. Always to triumph. So we want to deal with the issue of sicknesses and infirmity. I have been sick myself. I know what it means to be under the influence of the spirit of infirmity. But I also know what it means to experience the supernatural power of God. Listen, let me encourage someone. I don't know the extent of the damage to your organs. I don't know the extent of the damage to any part of your body. But I want you to know that the Jesus we serve is a healing Jesus. He heals. He can save to the uttermost. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray. And we have some prayer to do. I'm going to be ministering deliverance. But I just sense in my spirit to begin tonight by ministering to the sick. And to the many of you, multitudes of you who are connected across the globe, by the testimonies you've heard in this house, know for a surety that distance, I'm telling you, is not a disadvantage for you. If you had your chance, I'm sure you'd be here. But now that you're not here, thank God for technology. You can receive by faith, and right there in your home, your church, viewing centers across the globe, believe that God will step in and do a remarkable miracle. I know there are many hospitals. Did you know it's so humbling to know that there are hospitals literally, and thank God for those Christian CMDs that allow their matrons and allow their patients to connect to the miracle service. We've had remarkable, phenomenal miracles right from the hospitals. There are hospitals and clinics, maternity wards, you know, and all kinds of places of medical attention that are connected right now, real time, to receive miracles. There are patients with the phones watching. Listen, let me encourage you, my dear brothers and sisters. Hear me. If God can raise the dead, He can quicken the living. If God can raise the dead, He can restore the living. If God can raise the dead, He can do a creative miracle over one who is alive. You believe that? Now lift up your voice in 1 minute and begin to make declarations of faith over your body. I want to speak over your body right now. Lift your voice and begin to make declarations of faith. Remember, I taught you that one way you release your faith is by speaking. Go ahead and pray. I receive my healing declared by the Spirit of God. If that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in my mortal body, that same Spirit will revitalize my mortal body. Revitalize my mortal body. Revitalize my mortal body. Shalom prasedekete banta prakatos yata. Lift your voice and pray. Shakrentos ketebeleketar kosiyata. You are the God of all flesh. There is nothing too hard for you to do. You are the God of all flesh. Mighty, majestic, powerful, all powerful. The El Shaddai. Mention the name of that sickness. Mention the name of that disease. Hormonal imbalance, mention it. Migraines, mention it. Headaches, mention it. Growths and aches, mention it. Blood conditions, mention it. Like the man shared concerning his son, urinary problems, respiratory tract infections. Go ahead. born conditions. Shamanana makaparando sodobalato kasedek ebrakata pakata prenteke barakatosh. The Son of Righteousness rising with healing in its wings. Ten seconds, you are praying. You are praying because you are a believer. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing, Christ is risen from the dead. Sing, Christ is risen from the dead. Sing, Christ is risen. Sing, Christ is risen. Sing, Christ is risen. Shamalana makos sabrandegebele kupash. Jehovah Rapha, the one who heals, the one who quickens. Anamantos sabrandegebele kuparatusi. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah. Please listen to me. I'm about to begin my prayer, and there are just two things I want you to do. Number one, I want you to place your hand where you are trusting God for a miracle, whether you are falling online or you are here on site. If it's your chest, lay your hands. Your eyes, lay your hands. Your head, lay your hands. If it's a part of your body you cannot reach, just lay your hands on your chest as a point of contact. You are doing this because you believe. Number two, I want you to listen as I pray. And as God gives me words, listen for your word. But whether or not I call or mention your word, I want you to believe that Jesus is touching you. The third instruction that I will give you is as soon as I'm done praying, and we'll do this very fast. As soon as I'm done praying, while I'm praying, the power of God is going to be resting on many like it's already doing right now in the main hall, all our overflows and online. I want you to do this very quickly. You need to know how to respond to miracles. Once the power of God begins to flow through you, I'd like you to check yourself and be very intentional. Check yourself. If you came here on a wheelchair or you came here using a crutch, or a walking aid, or some bracelet, or something that you're unable to walk with. As you hear the word of the Lord, you have a responsibility to believe and to release your faith. As you release your faith, begin to do what you could not do. You came, you could not see. You begin to check to see. You came, you could not hear. Or you came with someone who maybe is in chains, mad, or some kind of case of lunacy. Or you have whatever case it is. Just make sure you respond by the power of God. High blood pressure, you know, you have some growth around your breast, your whatever, you know, your stomach, fibroids, whatever it is. Cancer, you came with a patient, you came with someone who could not work or could not work well. Now, here's what I want you to do. As I begin to pray, your responsibility is to receive and then begin to do what you could not do. We'll make this very fast. The power of God is going to rest upon people. Some of you will be under the anointing, whether you are inside or outside. Two things will be happening in one, I believe. One, you'll be receiving miracles, but number two, for some of you is beyond miracles. The healing anointing will be resting on you because there is an assignment for you on that wise. So make sure you are also sensitive. And then I'm going to ask those who have received a miracle and will do this very fast, so that I can concentrate on ministering deliverance and just speaking prophetically to the people. Once the power of God touches you and you see that there is a miracle, Whether you are outside, I'm saying this particularly for those who are very far from outside, and then all the overflows, check yourself and you are at liberty. Just tell the protocol, I received a miracle, I'm coming to testify. And that allow you, no matter how far, to rush, come up here. You would stand either by my left or by my right. There are medical personnel who will check you and will allow you to take some testimonies. Don't withhold the testimonies. They are important for the nations to see the supernatural power of God. Thereafter, we'll go very quickly to other areas of ministration as God grants us grace. Are you ready? Place your hand there and I pray for you right now. Place your hand and believe Jesus. My God, I sense in my spirit there will be wonderful miracles in this place this night. There will be wonderful miracles in this place tonight. Who is like him? Lion and the Lamb, seated on the throne. Just lay your hands, I'm praying for you. Mountains bow down, every ocean roar to the King of Kings. We will praise Adonai from the rising of the sun to the end of every day. Praise Adonai, all the nations of the earth, all the elders and the saints, in the name of Jesus Christ, shout amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command every spirit that is back of any infirmity, diseases, sicknesses, I command them to depart right now in Jesus' name. I command that they depart right now in Jesus' name. I command that they depart your bodies right now in Jesus' name. Right now, receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your sight. Receive your hearing. Receive your ability to walk. Receive your ability to talk. Receive health in your mind. Receive cleansing of your blood in the name of Jesus. Be healed right now. Migraines, be healed. Cough, incessant cough, be healed in the name of Jesus. Rheumatoid arthritis, be healed. Back pain, be healed. Breast lump, be healed. Cancer, be healed. Cancer, be healed. Cancer, be healed. Every weak bone, we command strength to your limbs right now. Begin to walk in the name of Jesus. Begin to walk in the name of Jesus. Liver that is failing, receive a miracle right now. Kidney that is failing, receive a miracle right now. Heart that is failing, receive a miracle right now. I declare cleansing to your blood. High blood pressure goes down now. Low blood pressure comes up now. Sickle cell anemia, be healed in Jesus' name. Unusual blockage of your nostrils. Unusual blockage. It's not catarrh, but your nostrils are almost always blocked. I command them open right now. In the name of Jesus. There's someone, you're always having a teary eye. Tears keep coming out of your eyes. Not that you're crying. I don't know what condition that is. Be healed in Jesus' name. Peptic ulcer, be healed right now. I'm seeing a man with a left foot that is decaying. Literally, you can see into him. I decree and declare, let the quickening power of the Spirit rest on you now. In the name of Jesus. Someone has a dental issue. There's something wrong with your teeth. Severe pain, not your molar, but just somewhere around your teeth, you are sensitive to cold water. Very cold water. It causes an irritation. The Lord is healing you right now. In the name of Jesus. There's a lady, you are losing your hair. You don't have cancer, but in a strange way, you comb your hair and you see portions of your hair hooked to the comb. I declare be healed right now. I'm hearing in my spirit, PCOS, be healed right now. All kinds of reproductory conditions, be healed right now. Be healed right now. Be healed right now. Be healed right now. There is a man, you have a classic example of what we call impotency. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Life to your body right now. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is showing me a vision of a woman. Make sure you are receiving your healing. The woman is holding a baby. The baby has this, you know, this thing they put maybe for oxygen from the doctors. This is what I'm seeing in my vision. I don't know who that person is, but the power of God is touching that baby right now. The power of God is touching that baby right now. The power of God is touching that baby right now. I bring life to that baby in the name of Jesus Christ. There's someone having severe pain at your back. Severe pain at your back. The Lord is showing me someone outside. You came holding a crutch. Lift it up and start walking. I'm seeing you outside. Lift it up and start walking. Lift it up and start walking. The power of God is resting upon you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. There is a woman called Marianne. Your name is Marianne. The power of God is resting on your husband. Your husband has not been able to walk. Marianne from Italy. Marianne, you are from Italy. The power of God rests upon you right now. I bring you life and I bring you healing. I'm hearing the name Suzanne. Suzanne, you are from Romania. In the name of Jesus, let the power of God rest upon you right now. I bring you healing in the name of Jesus. I'm hearing the name Jumai. Jumai, you are watching from Bauchi State. The Lord is bringing you healing. Healing. You've suffered multiple fibroids. Jumai from Bauchi State. The Lord bring you healing right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. I'm hearing the name Stephanie. Stephanie, the Lord is bringing you healing. You've had irregular periods, but the power of God is resting on you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's someone watching from Bielsa. Your name is John Paul. John Paul. In the name of Jesus, John Paul, I bring you life and healing right now. I bring you life and healing right now. The Lord is showing me a mother of twins. From the time you gave birth to the twins, your health has been deteriorating. Receive life right now. Receive healing right now. Receive healing right now. There is a man, you serve this country as a senator. I'm seeing you in a vision right now. This is cancer. I will not mention your name. But in the name of Jesus, we pray for that person. You serve this nation as a senator. You are no longer a senator, but there is cancer. It's eating up your body. In the name of Jesus, be healed right now. Be healed right now. Be healed right now. You could not move your hand. Begin to move it right now. You could not walk. Begin to walk right now. There's someone you could not move your neck. Nothing too serious, but be healed all the same. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Rheumatism. Be healed right now in Jesus' name. There's someone, you came here with a child. That child is a sickler. Once it is cold, the child begins to shake and shiver and cannot do anything else because of that condition. I declare healing for you right now. Receive your miracle in Jesus' name. Everyone shout, I receive. Shout it again, say, I receive. My goodness, the power of God is flowing like a river. I declare healing, 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 healing. Let the stream of healing begin to flow from this place outside. The overflows by the power of the Holy Ghost. I break chains. I break chains. Chains of infirmity. I break chains. I break tabakata. Embrakata brakata. I break chains by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Let that sickness depart. You will check yourself and you will not find it. You will check the pain and you will not find it. You will check the discomfort, you will not find it. In the name of Jesus. There's someone you've been unable to swallow. You're unable to swallow. There's excruciating pain. Looks like a sore throat, but it's lasted for weeks now. The power of God is touching you. There is a lady, you are not able to stand for long in the sun. You begin to feel dizzy and sometimes you fall and pass out. I don't know what that medical condition is, but the Lord is healing you right now. Justina, you're being healed right now. You've had severe pain at the right side of your breast. I bring you the life of God in the name of Jesus. Now, whether I mention your case or not, receive your healing right now. Receive your healing right now. Let it manifest right now. Right now. Right now. Let it manifest right now. Do what you couldn't do in the name of Jesus. Do what you couldn't do in the name of Jesus. Give Jesus a big hand clap. Begin to check yourself. Do what you couldn't do. Do what you couldn't do. If you could not see, open up your eyes and begin to see. You could not hear, test yourself right now. Miracles are happening everywhere. If you could not walk, rise up and walk. Begin to walk by the power of the Holy Spirit. Any pain, you check yourself. Let's celebrate the hand of God. Miracles are happening in this place. To him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. To him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. Be your blessing and honor and power forever. Be your blessing. One more time, be your blessing. Be your blessing. Now here's what I want you to do. Check yourself very quickly. The moment you find out that there's a miracle, something has happened to you, please leave your seat and run. Come and stand by my left and stand by my right. I like us to shame the devil in this place as we celebrate the mighty hand of God. Are you celebrating what Jesus is doing? Check yourself within here, the overflows. Once there's a miracle, there are medical doctors. If you need to verify with the doctors, please come to my left or my right. There are doctors, they are trained professionals. Praise the name of the Lord. Now while we are at that, my God, are you seeing miracles already happening? Koinonia, is this how you are celebrating miracles? Make sure you don't sit back. Check yourself. Let's celebrate miracles. They are coming out by the Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. Mighty things by the Spirit of God. Check yourself. Make sure you check yourself. Any pain, any discomfort, the devil is a liar. Someone pray in the Spirit for 1 minute. Pray in the Spirit for 1 minute. People are receiving, receiving everywhere, receiving outside, those across the globe. Make sure you send in your testimonies. The media will give you the number or the links. Let's know what is happening across the globe right now. Very quickly. Very quickly. Very quickly. We'll sing to him one more time, then I'll minister deliverance. To him who sits on the throne. Go ahead. My God, are you seeing what God is doing? Let's celebrate miracles as they come. God is giving witness to his word. Now, very quickly, while we're checking to confirm the miracles, please lift your hands. I want to pray for you. This one, I know the ushers are busy, so here's what I'm going to ask you to do. All those who come under the anointing, please very quickly, whether you're an usher or not, anyone who is under the anointing close to you, please do me a favor. Just get them out. Those who are in the auditorium can come to the front here. And then those who are outside the overflows, you can just move them to your LED screens. I want to pray for you. I'm a believer in liberty. I believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. Are you seeing the miracles? My goodness. There are people coming from everywhere. Everywhere. Let's celebrate Jesus for these miracles before we cast out devils. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I sense a strong anointing to set families, to set individuals free. We're establishing the reality of the victory that is in Christ. Your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all. Your name. Going to shout the name of Jesus. That's all I want you to do. And I'll do the praying for you. Every demonic force, every yoke of darkness that's held you bound, held your children bound, held your family bound. The Bible says now the Lord is that spirit. And it says where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Are you ready to obtain freedom? Not just for yourself, but for your family. At the count of three, I'd like you to shout the name Jesus. And whilst you shout that name, my God, fire is falling. I want you to bring those under the anointing very quickly to the front and administer to them. There are so many testimonies. Let's see and hear what the Lord is doing. Are you ready? Father, thank you in the name of Jesus. You have ordained this a miracle service to bring liberty to the captives. You mandated us to extend your power and your fire to the nations. Therefore, I decree and declare, every spirit that is not of the Christ, oppressing lives, families, destinies, territories, it comes under arrest right now. At the count of three, shout the name Jesus. One, two, three, shout Jesus. I command every devil, bring them out, every spirit, every yoke, of darkness. In the name of Jesus, be released right now. Be released right now. Be released right now. Be released from oppression. Be released from captivity. I decree and I declare right now, every power that has held you down, every power that's held your children down, every power that's held your destiny down, it must give way right now. 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 By the power of the Holy Ghost, it must give way right now. In the name of Jesus. Hear me. The spirits of delay stopping your apakato takaparakata. Anyone under the sound of my voice, help them. You have suffered delay. I pray for you. The fire of God comes upon you now. Comes upon you now. I release your destiny. I release your destiny. Go forward. 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 Shabalakata. Say, Father. Say it again. Say, Father. In the name of Jesus. And by the blood. every chain holding my family, holding my destiny, right now, let it break. Open your mouth and pray. Every chain tying down my destiny, every chain tying down my family, now the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 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 Shabrakata barakata. Rata barakata barakatos. The Lord is asking me to pray for a group of people. Hear me. There is the yoke of unproductivity in your life. Your degree has never brought you profit. Your business ideas have never brought you profit. You are not lazy, but there is a covering cast on your face. I want to pray for you now. Whoever that is under the sound of my voice, as you shout the name Jesus, let that fire rest upon you and let that veil be torn to pieces. At the count of three, 1, 2, 3, shout Jesus. I command that veil. Let it be torn right now. That veil be torn right now. That veil be torn right now. That veil be torn right now. The covering cast, I come with the breaker anointing. Let that covering cast be torn into pieces. Let the closed door be open now. Say, Father. Shout it, say, Father. Every door leading to my next level that has been closed, I declare over that door, open now. Open your mouth and pray. Open doors of opportunity, doors of strategic relationships. A great door and an effectual is open before you. A great door and an effectual open before you. A great door, a door of prophecy, a door of destiny. Come on, pray, pray. Shabakata prakatakata. Abrataka praskata banakata. Rakata prantakapat. Abratokoto prakatakata pakata. Rantanta praskatate. Abrantokoto prakate. Shamanakata prakata lakata. Shadadadakata prantakata prakate. Doors open. Doors open. Doors of ministry open. Doors of influence open. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come by the blood and I declare every legal access Satan has over my life, my job, my children, my family, my destiny. By the blood, I declare that access is closed forever. Open your mouth and pray. Access denied. Access closed. From tonight, access denied. Access to afflict me, denied. Closed by the blood. By the blood. By the blood. By the blood. Access denied. Access closed. By the blood, access denied. Say, Father. Say, Father. Every horn fighting my influence, fighting my rising, fighting my visibility. Say, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I dethrone that horn and I declare my season of visibility. Open your mouth and pray. It's time to be seen. Time to be known. Time to be seen. We judge the horns. Fighting against Judah. Fighting against Jerusalem. Fighting against Israel. So that no man doth lift up his head. My season of visibility. Outside, make sure you are praying. All the overflows, pray. Following online, pray. My season of visibility. Visibility by the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, I declare a restoration of glory, of honor, and of power. Say it again. Say, Father, I decree a restoration of glory, of honor, of power. Open your mouth and pray. For your shame you shall receive double. A restoration of glory, of honor, of power. Say, in the name of Jesus. Don't be tired. Shout it. Say, in the name of Jesus. Because I am connected to the vine. From today, I am fruitful. Fruitful in business. Fruitful in ministry. Fruitful in family. Fruitful in career. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Because I am connected to the vine, I cause barrenness of all sorts. Biological barrenness, mental barrenness, career barrenness. Make sure you are praying. Connected to the vine. Connected to the vine. In Jesus' name we pray. One last prayer, and I'd like you to sit so that we'll take the testimonies. Say, Father, everyone who needs what I carry. Oh, no. Listen. Be serious. Be serious. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, everyone who needs what I carry, wherever they are, I call them into my life. Open your mouth and pray. Everyone who needs the solution you carry, everyone who needs the value you carry, that can recognize you, can appreciate you, can reward you, can honor you for your distinctive difference, pray that they come. Pray that they come. Pray that they come. Everyone who needs what I carry, Lord, re-edit my audience. Re-edit my audience until you surround me with those who have an appreciation for what you have given me. Until you surround me with those who have a recognition for what you have placed upon my life. In Jesus' name we pray. I declare over all those who are under the anointing here, whether here or outside, or all of the overflows, and for those who are across all the viewing centers, all our expressions across the globe, in the name of Jesus, the Bible says, whoso the Son sets free is free indeed. Therefore, I decree and declare by the blood, you are free forever. Free from satanic assaults forever. You and your family free. You and your career free. You and your destiny free. You and your spouse free. You and your children free. You and your prayer altar free. And I decree and declare, every demonic force that's left your life, every negative condition you have been separated from, it will never return to you again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Give Jesus a big hand clap. And let's hear a few of these testimonies. Please be seated. Be seated and pay very close attention. In the next 5 minutes, I'll ask the ushers to go around receiving the prayer requests. So once they come close to you, please do well to just, here's what I'll advise you to do already before we begin to hear the testimonies. If you are done writing your prayer request, can you pass it to the person by the extreme left or right? So you make it very easy for the ushers to pick, particularly for those outside and across all the other overflows. Please listen and let's give Jesus thanks as we celebrate these testimonies. Go ahead.
Apostles, there are so many miracles.
Yes.
I mean, our mother here, she has had gastritis for the past 15 years. Like a weight of
gastritis.
Stone. Yes, weight of stone in her stomach.
Yes.
But as you were ministering, she just felt the weight left, and now she's healed by the power of God.
How long, mommy?
For 15 years.
15 years.
Yes, and the doctors told me it's a symptom of hormonal imbalance.
Hormonal imbalance.
And that was the first issue you mentioned. So I felt that weight left me.
And right now it's gone.
Yes, and also nostril blockage.
Yes.
Right from childhood.
You've had your nostrils blocked.
No, right from childhood.
Now this is a mother speaking. Come on, can we celebrate Jesus for this miracle? It never returns to you again. In Jesus' name. God bless you, mommy. God bless you. Next person. Very quickly.
Also, multiple fibroid in the breast disappeared.
Multiple fibroid. Yes, come on, Koinonia.
For the past 6 months. Multiple lumps.
Multiple lumps.
Yes, multiple lumps, sir.
Okay. Lumps gone.
Examined by the doctors.
In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare. Are you celebrating what Jesus is doing? I pray over you, my dear. That devil will never return to you again. Amen. Shout amen.
Amen.
The miracles are not done. Once it's happening here, it's still happening for other people too. So make sure you are receiving for you and your loved ones. In Jesus' name. Yes, please. Very quickly.
Apostle, our sister here, she's healed of sore throat.
Sore throat.
As she mentioned, she just said she tried and then she could swallow with ease.
What couldn't you do before?
I couldn't swallow well.
You couldn't swallow well. And right now?
Yes, I can.
In the name of Jesus, we declare it permanent. Amen. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Kenny, go ahead.
Apostle, we have these three people. She had neck pain and sore throat for about a week. She said she couldn't even swallow water easily. But immediately you mentioned neck pain. She got healed. He got healed.
In the name of Jesus, let's celebrate Jesus for them. Pain goes away forever.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, please.
Our sister here has had pains on her waist.
Pain.
For months. She said she couldn't exert pressure on her waist, on her abdomen.
You couldn't do this.
She couldn't do it.
Let me hear her.
For over months now, 10 months, going to a year, I could not do this. Sometimes I wake up in the morning, I feel this sharp pain. Just by the left.
And right now,
right now
press it right now. Any pain. Come on, Koinonia, let's celebrate Jesus. It never returns to you again by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, please.
Our brother here said he used to play football.
Yes.
So for months he had an injury and needed to wear leg braces.
Okay.
And after wearing that leg brace, he came for service. He had been trying to see if he could get healed. And in coming to service, he said, you mentioned his case. And immediately the case was mentioned. Daddy, look at what he can do.
Look at this. That's a real footballer there. May God bless you. Your miracle remains permanent. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus.
Our brother here has had toothache for 2 months.
Yes, toothache.
He came to service with the...
Hold on just a moment. That thing they're talking about is very painful. Let me tell you. If you have been an adult, that toothache you see is very, very painful. It can paralyze your whole activity and it can make you cry like a child. So don't take it for granted. Praise God. That's a real miracle there. Yes, please.
Apostle, we have another addition, but let me finish with his own.
Yes.
He said in service he still felt the pain, and while prayers were going on and you were teaching, he just made up his mind, tomorrow I'll go and remove the teeth. But while you began
to... Oh, you wanted to remove the teeth tomorrow.
But while you made that declaration, the teeth, right now, he said he cannot feel the pain. He can't
really, no pain. Let's give Jesus praise. Pain is going away forever.
She too has had toothache, she said, all her life. And in fact, it's a family thing. The father has removed it. The sister has removed it. She has removed too.
You see how the devil works? Once you see these repetitive patterns, it's not about the teeth. Satan can remove anything. Finances, joy, peace. I pray for you. Let me say a word for you before we hear her testimony. Any repetitive pattern you have seen in your family, happen to father, happen to mother, happen to siblings, and is about happening to you, we declare in the name of Jesus, beginning from you, it comes to an end now. Receive it. It comes to an end now. Help that lady. It comes to an end now. You will not use that proverb again. That like it happened to mother, it's happening to me. Like it happened to father, including returning back home from marriage, including bearing your children, anything at all. You have seen a repetitive pattern. Let me pray it again. I pray for you. You have seen it happen to those ahead of you. But because you have come here and you are a child of God, I declare that cycle broken now. Please be seated. Yes, please.
Immediately you made the declaration. She was already thinking she was going to remove another one. And now she's totally healed.
In the name of Jesus, my dear, that pattern is broken. It comes to an end forever. Yes, please. Very quickly. Very quickly.
Apostle, there's someone here. There's a young man here for a week. He has had like partial deafness, some form of infection in his left ear. His mom is here.
Where's the mom?
The mom is here.
Okay.
So they had kept him outside because of the loud sound in the auditorium. But tonight, the power of God came on him, and he felt like yawning. And after yawning, the ear popped open.
Look at this. That's the power of the Holy Spirit there. My friend, how do you feel now?
I feel good. My ear just feels good.
It just opened?
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, it remains permanent. Let's celebrate him and his mom. In the marvelous name of Jesus. Yes, please, very quickly.
There's a dear sister here. You gave a word about somebody not able to drink cold water. So she's not been able to drink cold water for more than 3 years. She will feel that very strong pain in her teeth and in her head.
Yes.
But tonight she's been healed, knocked down by the power of God. Now she's drinking cold water.
Oh, that's cold water you bought there.
Right. Actually, what happened is that whenever I take cold water, it shocks me. So I actually took cold water this evening. I bought cold water. I took cold water, but I couldn't open my teeth well while we were praying. But after you said that word, sir, I noticed that my mouth, I can feel it open my mouth. I can shine my teeth. Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It never returns to you again.
There's a lady here.
Yes.
For upwards of 5 years, she can't look at light directly without feeling pains, headaches in her head, migraine in her head.
Yes.
But tonight the power of God came on her and knocked that down. By the time she got up, she can stare at light, she can look at light, no pain, it's completely...
Look, her smiling.
Thank you so
no
much.
No pain from light now.
No pain from light. I can look at light. I'm looking. When I was outside, I had to be using a black scarf to cover my eye because of the light reflection.
Come on,
but
Koinonia.
But after the prayer, I can look at light.
Can we celebrate Jesus? Yes, please.
Apostle, 3 years back, they healed by the power of God. It's one of our workers.
That's right. I like to see workers receive miracles. How many of you know that charity begins at home?
Now God bless you. She's
you are able to
bend.
God bless you. God bless you and perfect you. Now you can go and continue your work. Eh? Now you are happy. Praise God. Next person.
My brother couldn't see clearly for almost a year now. So yes. This is his first time of coming for miracle. I mean for Koinonia. And now God has healed him. Immediately you made that declaration. I could see and read from afar.
That's a good way to come to church, my friend.
Thank you, sir. I'm really glad. I'm so happy, so excited to be in the presence of God.
Amen.
And I'm so happy for who he is.
Amen.
You are a great mentor for what he's doing in your life.
In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless you and perfect you in Jesus' name. Let's celebrate Jesus for the gentleman.
Close to a year numbness in the leg, healed by the power of God.
Numbness.
Yes, she said it's like the blood doesn't flow through that leg, but
yes.
Immediately you pray, she fell under the anointing, and now she could walk with her leg now.
Which of them? Which of the legs? Go ahead, check yourself. Do what you couldn't do. Stomp your feet. It's gone forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, look at me. It will never return to you again. by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, please.
Apostle, her sister came in from Kaduna. She came in for a business proposal, and all of a sudden she lost her voice. So she was wondering, now she's going to speak tomorrow.
One moment. Can I pray for business people? If you don't believe it, don't stand up. You won't go to hell. Just sit down. Truly, the power of God is real. Oh. Don't allow people who mock the power of God deceive you into failure. There is always a balance. Are we together? You don't fold your arms and say, God, do everything. No, that's irresponsibility. But there is only how far you can go. You can be productive, but it takes God quickening the mind of someone to need you. I pray for you. When you just mentioned business, I pray for you, and I'm only praying for receivers all across the globe. In the name of Jesus, over your business, it's important to be productive. I pray by the power of the Holy Spirit, the wisdom, the grace, and the favor required for your next level. Listen again. The wisdom, the grace, and the favor required for your next level. Receive it now. You will get ideas in dreams. You will get calls from people and not know how they got your number. You will stumble into strategic relationships. David and Jonathan kind of relationships. The Lord will bring you in the presence of accomplished people. They will invest in you, and they will not be afraid of doing it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated very quickly. Next
so
person.
She was wondering how she's going to pitch her business tomorrow.
Yes.
Now she's screaming and she has had her voice restored.
In the name of Jesus, my dear, it never returns to you again. So you go and do your business tomorrow and go and excel.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Next person very quickly.
Another toothache healed by the power of God.
Toothache.
Yes, for the past 3 months. So it began with a toothache and then it's now continued with difficulty. I mean, she can't drink cold water.
This
so
cold water again.
You made that word declaration. She went by step of faith, got cold water, and now she's healed.
In the name of Jesus, you are perfected forever.
Amen.
So right now, how many of you have passed your prayer request? Ushers, can we do that very quickly? Let's begin to pick the prayer requests so that we'll save time. Let's pick the prayer requests. Once they come to you, please, those of you who are the extreme left or right, and if you are yet to submit yours, just wave it and let them see it. Don't worry, no one is reading your request. Just pass it to the extreme left. You're just making the job easier for them. Those of you online, if you are yet to send in your prayer request, the media will give you the links. Make sure you send it very quickly. So let's take a few. Let's see how fast and how
Apostle,
far we can go.
This lead, you gave a word of knowledge of those with teary eyes.
Yes.
Her mother is here for the past 6 months. Since she was born, so she has had the challenge.
How old is she now?
She's 10 years.
She's 10.
She's 10 years.
So for about that long, she's had teary eyes.
She was crying, but you know that the tear is just coming out from her eyes.
And right now, what happened to her?
It's dried up. She's healed.
Completely.
And now, God has also healed the mother also.
Oh, the mother too had an issue.
Yes, I have toothache.
Tooth again.
Healed of toothache.
In the name of Jesus, we declare perfection for you and your baby. In Jesus' name. Let's celebrate them very quickly.
Apostles, neck. Cake, back pain, you know, just a long
neck and back. Yes. In Jesus' name, we declare you perfected. Yes, Kenny.
Apostle, we have our dear sister here. 5 years ago, she gave birth to our child, and I think the doctors gave her an injection, which affected, for CS, and it affected her spinal cord and her waist, and she could not bend or bend like this. When you began prophesying, she was laying hands on her certificate, receiving for her certificate. Then you mentioned back pain. All of a sudden, she noticed that something had changed.
That's right.
Then she asked somebody to help her check. She checked herself. And right now, she's completely
check yourself,
healed.
My dear. Bend any pain. Look at this.
For 5 years, sir.
5 years. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that back pain disappears. And your certificate, whatever miracle you're trusting God for, we put a seal upon it forever in Jesus' name. Very quickly.
Our brother here is a sportsman. He said the day before yesterday, he's a track and field athlete. And he was training rigorously. And then all of a sudden, he felt a chest pain. And then his heart rate slowed down. Between yesterday and today, it became slower and slower. But right now in the service, I even felt his heart. The heart is beating like that of an ox.
In the name of Jesus, I pray for you, my friend. Anything that will make you collapse, have problems, I curse it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you. Yes, please.
Our little one here, she said she had pains on her knee. That she has had pains on her knee and couldn't run, couldn't walk properly. And right now, she said outside, immediately you mentioned her case.
Yes.
She ran to test it and discovered she can run. Run, let that see. Run.
Look at this. Very smart lady. Very smart lady. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. My goodness. Okay, this is where we have to. Can we take two or three?
All right, sir.
So that we can intend for us to finish on time.
Apostle, this young man is a dispatch rider. So he rides the bike for a living.
Okay.
He had an accident 3 months ago.
Yes.
And injured his waist. There were other injuries that healed, but the waist pain did not leave.
Yes.
And so the pain has been sustained for more than 3 months. He can't squat, he can't bend without feeling the pain. But he came tonight believing God for a touch. He kept confessing that Apostle will mention my case tonight.
And right now.
And true to it, you mentioned this case right now. Squat. He can squat, no pains. He can bend, no pains. He can return to his work.
My friend, thank God for your miracle, but let me speak to you. You are doing your dispatch riser, but let me pray for you. I place grace upon your life in the name of Jesus. That where you are now, before December 2026, may the God of heaven lift you in a supernatural way. I pray that for you. My God will surprise you. Relationships you know nothing about will come into your life. You will come and stand here and testify before the people of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you.
Apostle, this dear woman here has had pain in her left arm for more than 3 months. She just woke up feeling the pain, and the pain has refused to leave. But tonight, the power of God came on her. She can do what she couldn't do with that left arm and the shoulder.
No any pain.
No pain.
Any pain.
No pain.
In the name of Jesus, we declare perfection for you. Let's celebrate Jesus for her very quickly.
Apostle?
Yes.
This our brother had a stroke challenge, so he
stroke.
Had an impediment in speaking.
Okay.
But now the power of God has touched him, and now he can speak fluently.
Say something, anything.
Praise the Lord!
He had the initial signs of stroke for how long?
Since October last year.
Since October last year. Yes. What couldn't you do?
I could not speak fluently. I could not do some activity, and I had chest pain.
Move your body. Any pain?
Also blurry vision.
Can you imagine?
And I had blurry vision in my eyes.
Now he has removed the lens. And, he could see
you can see.
By God's grace.
We declare perfection for you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we
Amen.
Pray. Amen.
Apostle, this our brother had a dream. And he saw one of the relatives that died. And he woke up after that day, started having pain in his stomach.
He had a dream and saw someone who died.
And then after then, he started seeing several obituaries in his dream. And then he came up with a challenge of, a swollen leg. But as he came into the service, as you were ministering, the power of God came upon him. He fell under the anointing here, and then the swollen leg has reduced.
Anybody who digs a pit for you. I'm saying it again. Anybody who digs a pit for you, in the name of Jesus, the pits that they dig, they will enter into it. Anyone who has vowed that you will not have rest, I pray for you in the name of Jesus. This is the season God will clear them out of the way. The Bible says, now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always and by all means. Always and by all means. By all godly means, you must have your peace. In the name of Jesus. And to my dear brother, I pray for you. You have no affiliation with the power of darkness. I declare you are free forever in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
1 year, Thierry, I healed by the power of God.
Thierry, I healed by the power of God. In the name of Jesus, let's celebrate Jesus.
Pain and movement in the back healed by the
power of God. Pain and movement. In the name of Jesus, my dear, I declare perfection for you right now.
Amen.
Let's take one or two from there and then I'll just pray for them generally.
Apostle, neck pain healed.
Neck pain
healed. Left wrist.
Left wrist.
Healed.
Healed.
H. pylori symptoms healed.
Are you celebrating?
Burning sensation in the stomach and
healed.
H. pylori symptoms healed. She has had coughing, embarrassing cough since yesterday.
Yes.
Completely healed. She has not coughed once since she has been standing here. For her, she was feeling cold and burning sensations. She said she has had ulcer before and even thought the ulcer was returning. And she was very weak during the service. But now she has been standing here all this while. She's completely healed.
Now, for all of these ones online,
yes.
Okay, let's take two. Let's take two online. Those online, if we're not able to share your testimony now, please bear with us. We'll be sure to bring it up on stage in any of our services or during in the course of the week. Yes, please go ahead.
This is Ferdinand Temgwa from Chad.
Yes.
He says, I had an accident and the doctor said my spine was deformed. And since then, I could no longer sit or stand up. Now my back pain has disappeared, which means my spine has been straightened.
Ferdinand from Chad. Let's give Jesus praise for his testimony.
This is Soso from the Republic of Ireland. I've been experiencing a dull ache on my right flank, radiating to my back for a couple of weeks.
Yes.
But as Apostle started to pray, I released my faith and said, this miracle service is my miracle service. After Daddy prayed for the sick, he said, check yourself. And brethren, the pain is nowhere to be found.
Let's give Jesus praise.
I am healed.
Let's give Jesus praise.
Apostle, now, I need to take this testimony.
Yes.
28 okay. years, nose blockage healed. She's 28 years old.
And you've had that issue?
Yes. Yeah, so she only bit it one of the nostrils and then her mouth.
Wow. That's a real miracle there. So one of the, yes.
I went to the ENT last month because I had an allergy from the rain and I went to the market. So they gave me prescriptions and all, but it was not cleared. It just, the catarrh just healed, but I still couldn't breathe. I just breathed with one and I felt it was comfortable enough. I was managing it. So I was good. But right now I received my healing. I also received healing from tonsil stones. I was scheduled for tonsillectomy, costing millions, but I don't have it anymore. It's healed.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Now to these, to all of you who are unable to testify now, you can do well to register your testimony. For those of you who receive healings across, you need to check with your doctors for confirmation. You are at liberty to do that. We have a medical stand here or in the course of the week. And when you do confirm your miracle, please let us know. There's always room to register your testimonies. The standard way we do it is once we come to church, you go to the PR desk outside and tell them you want to testify. And then they'll collate your testimony and have a number of you come and testify. So that's a standard practice. We always announce it at the start of the service. Testimonies are very important. They bring validation to the power of God and they bring great witness. They lead many, many people to Jesus. The spirit, the Bible says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Can we stretch our hands for 1 minute and just declare a seal over all these miracles we're not able to take for everybody? My apologies. But in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare your miracles remain permanent for those who were able to come up here. And for those who received, wherever you are, whatever nation, we declare your miracles permanent in the mighty and marvelous name of Jesus. Let's celebrate them as they return back to their seat. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I just feel stirred in my heart to do this before we get to the final phase of the service. I want to speak with you. I want to invite Mr. Peter Obi. Just give him a minute or two just to bring greetings. Just to bring greetings. He was just stirred in my heart just to show him that honor since he took his time. He just came and just sat quietly. We honor you and thank you, sir. Please, let's honor him. Even if it's just God bless you. Hallelujah. Please, Please. Don't feel embarrassed, sir. Don't feel embarrassed at all. God bless you. Such an honor. Such an honor, sir. Thank you.
Well, I... But I don't know where to start, Apostle, because I believe we all came here for prayers. So for me, while other people are testifying, we all came for different reasons of our own need and everything. I was just telling the person sitting beside me that there are two things you said here that I take away. That those who seek excellence must come through the excellent way. And those who seek honorable must come through the honorable way. And I was telling him, how do I get this? He was downloading it in YouTube when you said I should come and speak. Well, mine is a very simple one. It's that to thank you and for what the great work you're doing. Coming here, listening to these testimonies and everything is phenomenal. I believe that people like you are the ones keeping our country. The only thing I can ask all of you who are gathered here, because I know he's praying for the country, is that you remember us, the politicians, in your prayers. We are the problem of the country. There's nothing wrong with Nigeria. What is wrong in Nigeria is the leadership, the politicians God created in this country. That's all. There's no problem. Always remember us in your prayers. Let God touch our hearts to use public money for public good. Let God touch us. Let God touch us to stop stealing. That is why people are suffering here. If we use the wealth of this nation and invest it, it will go a long way. So remember us in your prayers. Don't say one is good, the other one is bad. All of us. Remember all of us in your prayers. Because the problem of the country can be solved. I assure you of that. I've been to so many countries of the world. And I've seen things work in other nations. It is leadership. And finally, to tell you that it works, go and read a book called Growing Apart. It's a book written by Professor Peter Lewis of Johns Hopkins about Indonesia and Nigeria. You will see how one country went this way, one went the other way. It's not religion, it's not anything. And when I saw the president of Indonesia and sat down, he said to me, Peter, people should stop stealing public money. If we invest it, half of your problem is solved. So pray for us to stop stealing public money. Thank you and God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Let's appreciate Mr. Peter Obi. God bless you, sir. Thank you. Hallelujah. Let's celebrate him one more time. Hallelujah. Stretch your hands here. Let's pray over this request. There is a God who hears and answers prayer. Will you stretch your hands, everyone? If you're yet to submit the request, please bring it very quickly. We're praying. Because you're with me. Because you're with me. Because you're with me. I will not fear. Because you're with me. Because you're with me. Bring all your fears and your concerns before him. We're still praying. You're my hiding place, my safe refuge, my treasure, Lord, you are my friend and king, anointed one, most holy. My hiding place, my safe refuge, my treasure, Lord, you are my friend and king, anointed one, most holy. Can you begin to pray in the Spirit? Bring your requests before the Lord. I'm bowing my knees to pray over these requests. Bring before Him your fears. Bring before Him your doubts, your concerns. The Bible says, unto thee that answers prayer shall all flesh come. Those of you who are connected across the globe, can you stretch your hands to your device, to your screens, as an act of faith? We are calling upon the God of wonders to visit, to bring testimonies, breakthroughs, miracles, signs and wonders by His Spirit. Shamando salika prande deke paratus yada. Hallelujah. Let me pray over this testimony. I believe. One more time. I believe. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lay my hands over every request here. This is a representation of the needs, the fears, the doubts, the tears of your people. Unto you that answers prayer shall all flesh come. Lord, I lay my hands over these requests and I decree and declare, in the marvelous name of Jesus, let there be testimonies in the name of Jesus. Let there be solutions in the name of Jesus. Let there be speedy answers in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will meet your people at the points of their needs. Give them testimonies. Give them solutions. Give them strategies. Give them relationships. In the name of Jesus. Hear me. Whatever it takes under God to make for answers to these prayers, I pray that God will make it happen for you. Shout a receiving amen. For those who need wisdom, may God give you wisdom. Those who need power, may God give you power. Those who need strategies, may God give you strategies. Those who need growth, may God cause you to grow. Those who need discernment, may God give you discernment. Those who need direction, may God give you direction. Those who need helpers, may God give you helpers. Those who need direct miracles, direct intervention, may God send it speedily. In the name of Jesus, I lay my hands over this request and I turn them into a harvest of answers. A harvest of answers. Some of you, before the month ends, it's just one day left. But before the month ends, harvest of answers. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare, the Egyptians you see today, you will see no more forever. You will see no more forever. In Jesus' marvelous name we pray. Hallelujah. We are about to enter the last quarter of the year, September, October, November, and December. And I just felt led in my spirit to speak over your life. We're almost done with the service. Let me just say two or three things and then I'll speak over your life. Praise the name of the Lord. We're happy that we're done with our Sound of Revival series. We started with Liverpool, UK this year, and then Toronto, Canada, and Atlanta for the US. Next up we have is the General Assembly. Hallelujah. And we'll begin our planning in earnest. Next week we'll bring all of the details, but like you know, 18th to 22nd of November. And by the grace of God, all things being equal, we're already planning. We'll be using our land. More announcements on that will come before the end of September. Latest by miracle service, would also give you details about the lineup of our speakers, but just know that it's going to be an incredible time, more than conquerors. Now, this is particularly for all who will be traveling from outside of Nigeria. Please do well to contact our public relations department. Hopefully by now and the next 2 weeks, we'll also be introducing our guest management officials so that all of those who will be coming from outside of this nation can follow the direct route. We don't want you to be victims of, say for an example, scammers or lack of organization. Just have people just make a mess of your preparation. So we'll make sure that any and all of those details are communicated adequately. But for now, the date is 18th to 22nd. More Than Conquerors, happening live here. So all roads from anywhere across the globe comes to Abuja. Is the annual prophetic gathering of the Koinonia Global Family. It's going to be a time of feasting on the word, a time of prayer. Would be repositioned, getting direction for the next phase of life and exploits as a global family. So make sure you begin to pray. Let all around you know that it's a General Assembly, and those of you who are in Nigeria, from all across the geopolitical zones, make sure you begin to plan, prepare. For those who are coming with their families, make sure you begin to make adequate preparation, particularly for accommodation, so that you don't have a problem with hotels booked or Airbnbs booked. And by God's grace, would put the links and the web page, will give you all the information as a guide, and then the PR department will be glad to answer all your questions. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you happy about that? Amen and amen. Praise God. The final thing that I have to say is to pray for us. I want to say thank you. Many of you have sent very touching, very heartfelt text messages, just checking up, finding out how we've been doing. It's been a stretch all for that, the last 1 month or so. Sadly, we're just here. It's just my return today to Abuja right now. Tuesday, we're up again to Ibadan, then Lagos, and then we're off to Kenya. So pray for us. We need your prayer. This is for the sake of the kingdom. We're stretching and being spent for him so that we'll see him lifted, we'll see him glorified. The very least you can do is to keep us in your prayer. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you ready to receive? Let me do the altar call and then I speak over your life. I really want to just speak over your life. This is the second to the last day of August. So let me do the altar call. As I begin to sing, make your way forward if you need Jesus. There's no point cajoling you. You really need Jesus, or you need to rededicate your life to Jesus. I'm calling on you, my dear brother, my dear sister. Do not leave and go home. Do not receive a miracle. Remember, Jesus told blind Bartimaeus, go your way, your faith has made you whole. But he chose as an act of his will to follow Jesus in the way. So I'm going to make an altar call. You are saying, Apostle, I've come to my wit's end. I've come to the end of my life, and I'm saying that I need Jesus. As I begin to raise this song, please, wherever you are, leave your seat and come and stand. Even if it's just one of you, you are coming for Jesus all across the balconies, the overflows. If you are coming, please make it very quickly. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. One more time. Sing, Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Hallelujah. Keep coming. Keep coming. If you're coming from outside, make haste very quickly. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a marvelous thing to see what Jesus does in the life of people, convicting men of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment by his Spirit. My dear brothers and sisters, I want to say thank you to all of you. You heard the call and you came. You responded as an act of faith. And all of those who are outside, you can walk to your LEDs, overflows, walk to your LEDs, viewing centers, walk to your LEDs or your TV sets, and then all our expressions, just walk any point of contact at all. If you're watching online, make sure that you listen and then pray along as I lead these ones in prayer. Lift your right hand, let me request, and say this after me loud and very clear. Say, Lord Jesus. Again, say, Lord Jesus. Tonight, I have heard your word. I have seen your power. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for my sin. I believe you rose again for my justification. Right now, I receive Jesus. Say it again. Say, right now, I receive Jesus into my heart as my Lord, my Savior, and my King. I declare that the power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over my life. From tonight, I'm a child of God. I go forward ever and backward never. Amen. Father, thank you for these precious ones, those on site and those online. They have come declaring your lordship over their lives. I pray by the authority of Scripture that the Lord will keep you, the Lord will help you, and as you begin your walk in the faith, I declare you will increase in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God and with men. I declare over you your sins are forgiven by the integrity of God's word, and we call you bona fide recipients of the life of God. The grace to walk in victory is released upon you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Please do me a favor. Would you look to my right? There are counselors waving the placard. Please wave it. Let them see it. And then all of you just have a word with them. They will pray for you and give you some information. Thereafter, you'll be back to your seat. God bless you. Let's celebrate them. Let's celebrate them. Let's celebrate them in the name of Jesus. Let me encourage you. Make sure you don't come to church alone. We're still in the business of ingathering. There's still many, many people, many families, many individuals who are in need of the wisdom of God, the grace of God, the power of God. So make it a culture. We are a soul winning ministry. And this is beyond crowd. God has shown us great mercy as a ministry, but there is still room for someone to come. So make sure you don't come to church alone. There are people who make it a point of duty. They get buses, they put people, they bring them to church. Make sure that you act as a responsible kingdom ambassador. The work of soul winning and ingathering is everybody's responsibility, right? So for next week, make sure you don't come to church alone. You can go around, do evangelism around your area on Saturday or on Sunday, And should the need arise, you can even extend that help by providing buses for those who need to come around to church. Make sure you are actively involved in the business of soul winning. The Bible says, he that wins souls is wise. They that be wise, Daniel 12:3, shall shine like the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness, there shall be as the stars, even forevermore. As you submit yourself to the business of soul winning, may God increase you. In Jesus' marvelous name we pray. Lift your hands to receive the blessing for the week, for the month, and for the final quarter. I pray for you. In the name of Jesus, let this final quarter for 2026 be your best ever. Let it be your best ever. In the name of Jesus, the wisdom required, the favor required, the grace required, the relationships required, the strategy required, the revelation and discernment required to excel in this last quarter of the year, I release it upon you in the name of Jesus. Go and excel, you will not go down. I say it again, go and excel, you will not go down. Go and prosper, you will not be in want. May my God increase you more and more. You and your children. My God increase you more and more. You and your children. I declare your mind blessed. Your hands blessed. Your feet blessed. Your home blessed. Your work blessed. Your business blessed. Your body blessed. In the name of Jesus, no decline for you this week. No decline for you this last quarter. In the name of Jesus, everything you lost from January till August, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, you will gain it a thousandfold. You will gain it a thousandfold. Increase on all sides. Increase on all sides. Increase spiritually. Increase mentally. Increase in influence. Increase in the anointing. Increase in your passion for God. Increase in your finances. In the name of Jesus. For your shame, receive double. Again, for your shame, receive double. For your tears, receive double. Pleasant surprises this week. Pleasant surprises this quarter. Let this be the quarter that brings the fulfillment of every prophetic word concerning your life. You will not die. You will live. You will not bury your loved ones. In the name of Jesus, I pray over your life. The gifts of the Spirit are alive and active within you, bringing you to the realm of victory. As you travel, I declare safety. As you fly, I declare safety. As you drive, I declare safety. Your children are blessed. They are taught of the Lord. Great is their peace. Now receive this one. Strange honor, let it rest on you. Strange favor, let it rest on you. The power for signs and wonders, let it rest on you. In the name of Jesus, anywhere you go, you will lead the field. You will be above and not beneath. In the name of Jesus, hear me. You open your mouth to speak and you will speak of excellent things. Excellent things. Those of you trusting God for jobs, I release my faith with you. Let there be marvelous jobs for you. Those of you trusting God to start or scale your business, receive the wisdom to do so. Receive help from above. In the name of Jesus. Again, every attack on your life, we declare it nullified. Every attack on your testimony, every attack on your credibility, we declare it null and void. Receive this one. Fresh fire on your altar. Fresh fire on your altar. Prayer fire. Watch study fire. Prayer fire. Watch study fire. Passion for the house of God. Passion for spiritual growth. Passion for transformation. In the name of Jesus. Nothing fails in your hands. Nothing dies in your hands. Nothing fails in your hands. Nothing dies in your hands. Because your hands are holding it. Let 5 loaves and 2 fish feed 5,000 people. In the name of Jesus Christ. The God ordained destiny helper. I pray for you. In a hurry may you find them. In a hurry may they find you. In a hurry may you find them. And may they find you. You will never be found where God is not. You will walk in sync with the will of God. I call you Beulah and Hephzibah. May your life be a beauty and a delight. In the marvelous name of Jesus. Prophetically, I welcome you to the most excellent season of your life. Prophetically, I welcome you to the most excellent and rewarding season of your life. In Jesus' marvelous name we pray. Wave your hands and give Jesus praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this night. Thank you for your word. We love and we praise you. To you be all the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you all again for your time, for your attention, for your labor of love. Thank you for your faithfulness. Even when we are not at home, you have remained consistent. That shows that you are growing. That shows that your connection and your loyalty is unto Jesus and not of eye service. The Lord will increase you. In Jesus' marvelous name we pray. Together let's share the grace in fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us now and forever. Amen. Surely God's goodness and mercies follow us all the days of our lives as we dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Two things very quickly. One, please look to the engrafted words for this week. Make sure that you receive these words and engage them with all your heart. If I were you, I would listen to all the series. The series for Sound of Revival UK, Sound of Revival Toronto, and Sound of Revival Atlanta. Please do well to take the time. Listen to them for your edification. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. See you next week.